This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sirens wailed across northern Israel on Saturday as Lebanon's Iranian-backed Hezbollah group said it had fired rockets at its arch foe. Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group said it fired more than 60 rockets at an Israeli military base on Saturday in response to the killing in Beirut of U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas's deputy leader. The Israel-Lebanon border has seen nearly daily exchanges of fire since the Israel-Hamas war broke out on October 7th. The killing on Tuesday in a Hezbollah stronghold in South Beirut, which a U.S. defense official said was carried out by Israel, has raised fears of escalation. In a speech on Friday, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah warned Israel the group would respond swiftly, quote, on the battlefield to the killing. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the leaders of Turkey and Greece on Saturday during the first stop of his latest Mideast diplomatic mission, as fears grow that Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza may expand into a broader conflict. Blinken traveled to the Mediterranean island of Crete to see Greece's Prime Minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis.
We are standing together facing some of the most acute challenges that we've seen. But the fact that we're standing together, that we're working together, whether it's in defense of Ukraine, whether it's for peace and stability in the Mediterranean, whether it's dealing with the situation in the Middle East, Gaza, and so many other ways, that's a tremendous source of strength and reassurance for the United States.
Blinken held talks earlier on Saturday in Istanbul with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Turkey's foreign minister.